Hello and welcome to everyone tuning in. I hope your day has been really filled with surprises and fabulous moments so far. And as we continue this week's theme, kind of, which happened naturally, I want to share a little bit about, the challenges with accepting, seeing, understanding, and even the process of our role in our inspiring our highest potential in this inner growth mindset that you've been hearing me talk about and things like that. And, one, there's different people that talk about the same thing in different ways. And that is beautiful because I know for a fact that each person is meant to communicate with a group, with a certain audience, with a certain type of person, with a certain thought process. That's the whole beauty of this, is that everyone goes through growth in one way or another. It's just how they hear about it. It either clicks or it doesn't. And so I know that the way I share about things will click with certain people and not with others, because my logic, quote unquote, will be similar to something, or at least resonate in a way, or at the right time, things like that. And I've seen it through my own life with when I've encountered guides and or words or books and people that have assisted me along my journey. And the same will happen here. The one thing I do see repeated, which is why sometimes I do talk more about certain topics than another, is that this identifying the role that we play in what we see, that perspective, that thought process, and the mindset, all these things. So when I do the podcasts, I can tell which ones are going to be, even beforehand, more popular than others. And it always seems to be the one that focuses on that external. And I know if you've been tuning in, you've heard me say this a lot of times, and anyone who knows me and works with me knows I always say you need to go inward. You need to go inward, because the thing is, we focus, or not we, not everyone, there are people that don't, but the tendency is to focus on that which you react to, not why you're reacting. That's why there's this big hurdle. And the courses I've created, the book I'm writing, that's all in a way to try and help. Like, it's really something that I feel strongly about, because I see people like a fly going, banging their head against the wall. I'm thinking of an Italian expression, but it's the same, like repeating the same things and coming to me for guidance or going to others for guidance, and yet not seeing that there's something they haven't tapped into yet, and that's them, themselves. And it's hard, because it's kind of like one of the podcasts that I did do. It still has the lowest tune-ins ever, and it is the title, but then again, it's also the inclination of people not thinking that if they think that they may have a part to play in their life and in how what happens, that it's as if it's their fault, or they're to blame, or something's wrong. And so obviously they don't want to look at themselves as the problem of their source of challenge, frustration, sadness, whatever. But and then we enter that conflict mindset, that contrast mindset, instead of the inner growth mindset slash learning mindset. If we realize that it isn't good or bad, but it's simply a learning process, we're getting to know ourselves and the life around us and make choices with awareness, we realize that we aren't to blame. We're just getting to know parts of us. And we get to then choose, or at least be aware of that way we see the world. And so you are prepared the next time. And therefore, it doesn't mean you change who you are or how you think, but at least you know where it's coming from. And knowledge really is power when it comes to figuring out why you do the things you do. It just helps you to understand yourself. So, looking forward to hearing your thoughts and experiences. Call on in. I'm sure we'll talk about this some more. And in the meantime, I really hope you have a wonderful day. Oh, and if you want, find me on Twitter, Luna12780. Ciao.